This Deadly Choices Radio podcast is sponsored by Deadly Choices. A deadly choice is a healthy choice.
You're tuned to Deadly Choices Radio with your host, Sinead Clements.
And I am Sinead Clements. I'm a proud Kalkadoon, Birra and Jitterbal woman from far north Queensland. And welcome to the Deadly Choices Show. Before I go ahead, I'd like to acknowledge and pay my respects to the traditional custodians of the land of which we're broadcasting from here in Meanjin today. It's always important to pay our respects to listeners and where they're coming from, the lands that they're on at the moment. It's our show. We're dedicated towards mob making deadly choices. Remember that making a deadly choice is all about eating healthy, remaining active in both body, mind and spirit, ensuring you keep up to date with your 715 health checks, resisting any temptation to take up smoking, or taking the right steps to quit smoking for you and your family. So in the studio today, we're joined by Bo Dela Cruz, one of our Deadly Choices ambassadors, and we'll have a yarn to her shortly. We also have Celia McCarthy, one of our optometrists who looks after a lot of our eye health campaign here within the work we do with Deadly Choices. Also, we'll have a little yarn to State of Origin, I guess, superstar and Broncos women's NRL player, also Deadly Choices ambassador, Tamika Upton, a little later on the phone. Plus, we'll be joined by one of our regular doctors, Dr. Jonathan, who will come on and give us an update on COVID-19. But, Celia, tell me what you do and where you're from.
Hey, Sinead. So my name's Celia McCarthy, and I was born in Rocky on Dirumbal country up there, and I moved down to Brisbane about 95. So the Southeast Queensland region where we work now is you know, pretty close to my heart for many years. Certainly as an adult, it's been where I've been. I'm an optometrist by trade. And at the moment, as you said, I look after the eye health team. So I'm the IUE eye health services manager. And basically that's about just supplying eye health services, optometry, ophthalmology services out to the clinics in the Southeast Queensland region.
Yeah, deadly. Now, you know, we've definitely seen you at a few of our Deadly Choices events. But we've got, for the whole month of July, we've got a campaign. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so it's just one of those campaigns just about awareness. So because it's July, it's called July. So
creative.
It's a play on words there. Yeah, Jewel and then I. And so it's basically, it's an awareness campaign to remind people how important vision is. And it's about saving sight now and into the future. And so it's really about reminding people about the importance of how much vision means to us, mm-hmm. and in our daily activities and all the things we enjoy and love, family and sport and all the things we do, work and study. Good vision is really important for that.
Yeah, it's funny. I've actually played with one of the girls, I think, last year or this year, had an eye contact on a rugby league field and it fell out on the field and she was panicking a bit. But I just forget how important eye health is. And is it one of those things that, you know, once you kind of, once the levels of your eye health drop, can you ever like get better in time if you start looking after it? Or is that it's a bit of a more of a prevention, I guess?
Yeah, so it's a good question, actually, because basically 90% of things that go wrong with your eyes is either preventable or treatable.
Wow.
So that's really, really good news. So it's really about picking it up early, and that's what you're saying, of course, mm-hmm. is, looking after your body, eating well and all those things we know about, but also having regular checks, going to an optometrist. Not just your 715 check, like read the eye chart check,
mm-hmm.
or your school screening check that the nurses do. Not just those checks, but actually a check with an optometrist, which is a comprehensive check of like your vision, how you see. Would glasses help you? And then of course checking the back of the eye and the health of the eye. And some things can be treated and fixed. And some things, as you say, are prevented or catch them early and slow them down. So there's a lot of advantages to getting that early check.
Yeah, I went for an optom check a couple of months ago and said, oh, you know, you're good, but you might need glasses eventually. So, you know, that was a personal question just to make sure that, I mean, I think Celia, I could rock some glasses, but.
Yeah. You know, they're pretty cool now too, you know. Like
they are cool.
Want them, do you know what I mean, as well. So,
Beau, yeah. Do you have any glasses?
No, but sometimes I do think I need them and I'm pretty sure that eventually I may need some, but I'm not self-diagnosing here. I will go and
yes.
see Celia
yes.
At some stage. But Celia, I just wanted to, I mean, you've got a lot of preventative health measures to take when it does come to the eyes, and obviously getting your health check and getting your eyes seen to on a regular basis is one. What would be some other measures? I mean, I know I really struggle with the sun as well in terms of I always have to wear sunglasses. What are some other measures that our mob can take, I suppose, in the meantime to look after their eyes and you know, for the safety of their eyes?
Yeah, absolutely. So you've just mentioned a big one, sunglasses, mm-hmm. exactly as you said. So sun can damage the eyes and speed up things, cataracts and other things like that. Having a regular check, that's picking up the early stuff that we said. Mm-hmm. Then there's also eating right because, I mean, your eyes, they're of course part of your body, so blood vessels and all those things. So we want them to be healthy and active, and being active and all the things. Not smoking because smoking's linked to damaging the eyes, particularly macular degeneration, things like that. And then the one I want to talk about for July, is protecting your eyes when you're doing around the home sort of stuff. So basically. I thought this was interesting, actually, is about 30%, so about one in every three accidents to the eyes happen around the home. Mm. So that's like mowing, painting, you know, those are things, you know, nailing things. So if you're going to do those home things, that's great, but just wear some safety glasses or some type of protection over the eyes.
Yeah, I'm so glad that I suppose I asked that question and we're bringing this up because I would never have thought, how does eating well and how does not smoking prevent eye health? You know what I mean? And better eye health anyway. That's really interesting to know.
Yeah. I suppose a key message for eye health for us, and it works a little bit into people who live with diabetes also, is that the smallest blood vessels in the body are in the eyes, or in kidneys and feet, of course, as we know. But also, yeah, the eyes really rely on good blood supply to those little tiny blood vessels because there's little tiny, tiny cells that make you see. That health and eating well is really important.
Celia, I've been told it's one of the random fun facts you bring up at a barbecue, and it's like you can get vitamin D through your eyes. So yeah, obviously, there's a little bit of sunlight is good for you. I'm making an assumption. I'm no doctor here, Dr. Clements, but you know, how much sunlight should you actually get? You know, going outside, making sure you're getting some fresh air and probably some sunlight.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because, as you say, everything's a bit of a balance, isn't it? So we know we have to protect our eyes from the sun and we protect our body from the sun, wear hats and sunscreen and all these things. But you're exactly right that actually there's some studies that are quite strong in kids where they need outdoor time. Mm-hmm. And having that outdoor time, as you said, vitamin D and a few other things like that, actually help their eyes to develop well and reduce the chance of having to wear glasses and all these sort of things. So the message there with kids, I suppose, is to, you know, have that outdoor playtime. It's a really important part of life. And then we know with vitamin D, it's not exactly, as I said, there's a kid link but for adults, it's more the other sort of stuff like the bones and all those sort of things.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say, just sitting here, you should have seen the smirk that I got from Shanae Singh saying, see, I'm right. So she was very proud of herself for knowing that little fun fact just then.
No, it's not. It's
real deadly, she thinks she is.
I'm proud of myself, but I'm also, I'm like, yeah, I'm not lying. Like, yeah,
all these people are going to think I'm talking no good.
Well, I suppose every time you're interviewing people too, Sinead, like you're just learning as well. Like we're all
100%.
Learning from each other.
That's always. Really cool. Yeah. It's a sponge. Yeah. It's you know,
yeah.
like the good eyes. no, so, you know, how important it is it that – I always ask that question back the front. How important is it to, you know, at certain ages to get our jejums checked? Also, as an adult, you know, my I know from my nan, she needs glasses, but she doesn't like wearing them at all. She's hard-headed, and it definitely affects her balance, which as someone who plays a lot of sports, I didn't realise how much percentage of my balance that my eyes actually affect.
Yeah. So exactly as you've separated out there, the kids thing I'd like to sort of talk about separately, because one of the things we do want to get out there is for our kids to get them checked for their early primary school age group. So we say around six is a really good time to have your kids checked by an optometrist. And the reason for that is, of course, set them up for a bright future and get rid of any issues that might get in the way of schooling. But also, it's a key age group, so for one eye that doesn't work as well as the other eye. So we call that lazy eye, right? So basically, up to the age of eight.
Do we all have one, Celia? I feel like everyone has a lazy eye.
I do.
TLC, lazy eye.
I have noticed it since I've gotten older. I honestly have. Yeah, like, right. When I'm smiling, one's real squinty and the other one's a bit, how you going?
It's ridiculous. It's hard to look at. Like, personally, I feel like you always catch your own lazy eye. You're like, hey, pick it up, mate. Hey.
Sorry to cut you off there, Celia.
Yeah, excellent. It's funny, hey. So for the kids, and then once you've checked them in that really, you know, early phase, that's really good because it sets up all the stuff for that might be, they don't notice. Kids don't notice if one eye's working or the other eye, you know what I mean, as much.
True.
So that's why it's really important for us to check them in that age group. So I just say primary school, but I say if they're young enough, around six, around grade one is a good time to see them. But if you miss that one, bring them in, you know, as soon as you can. That's okay. And then the second thing is, as you say, the other scale is basically people as they age may have different things that they may need to check. So adults are a different sort of thing. So basically we particularly want to focus on people who are living with diabetes. That's the people we want to catch every year, because they're the ones that if there's something happens to their vision or their eyes, we can step in and get that help to them early on to prevent them from losing their vision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Our elders, you know, we do what we've got to do for our elders, our libraries, to keep them alive and keep them cultural alive as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely if you're jejum heading to school, we have the Deadly Kindies program and in all of our community controlled health centres there. So just you can head to www.deadlychoices.com.au to find your closest clinic. And if you're just tuning in, you're tuning into the Deadly Choices show, our hourly show dedicated towards mob making deadly choices. And I'm joined here by Celia McCarthy and Bo Della Cruz, and we're just talking about all things July, eye health here for the month of July. And, you know, I guess, Celia, before I let you go, what's your deadly choice that you're making right now?
So have we got to have it for eyes, or could it be for anything?
Oh, it's for anything. Me, mostly yeah. Mine's just sleeping, just getting the right amount of sleep. It's my priority these days in life.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. I mean, I suppose my deadly choice is being vaccinated against COVID-19. That was something that was really important to me. So, yeah.
Solid.
Awesome.
It's good to see taking initiative to protect community and, just as I said, protect our elders. And make sure if you've been listening, you protect them eyes with some good deadly sunnies. You can head to your local AMS as well. Give them a call and you'll set up a time with an optom. That's pretty much how it works. Hey, Celia.
That's exactly right.
Awesome. Well, we can't wait to have you back on again and talk all things eyes. But until then, we'll let you go.
Thanks so much, Shanae and Bo.
Thanks, Celia.
Good to talk to you.
Hi, it's Petro Sivanasivi here, Deadly Choices Ambassador, and you're listening to DC Radio on 98.9 FM.
You're tuned to Deadly Choices Radio with your host, Shanae Clements.
All right, you mob. Welcome back to 98.9 FM. This is the Deadly Choices Radio Show, our Deadly Choices Hour, and we're joined by some awesome guests here on the phone. Tamika, Millie, introduce yourselves. And what do you do?
Yes, I'm Tamika Upton. I'm a Deadly Choices Ambassador. I'm a Barada woman from Central Queensland and just moved to the Gold Coast.
And I'm Millie. I am Tamika's roommate, and I'm just coming along and jumped on the radio last minute.
You're and just we're cruising about home. Millie Boyle here, family, community. Our legend, Millie Boyle.
Broncos, two Broncos legends. So we're heading back to Broncos this year. How's that feel?
Anyone? Yeah, we're really excited. Really excited to get back to training. We're supposed to start this week, but it's been pushed back to next week. But yeah, we're just really keen to rip in and finally be back training and playing together. Obviously, with Origin, we have to go our own ways. And yeah, I'd much rather be playing alongside Tamika than against her.
Mm, yes, she stepped my ankles, broke them a few times. But we're in State of Origin. How long did it take to, you know, was it cool, like straight after the win, or was, you know, you just avoided each other, got to the kitchen, got something, went back into your room? Like, how long until you could, like, be chill again after the win? Is that awkward a little bit?
I went and partied with the girls after the game, so you know, celebrated.
Oh.
No point celebrating a loss. Go out the winners.
That's a fair income statement there. Why celebrate with the losers when you can just cruise over and celebrate with the winners?
It was a mate, so you know, hadn't seen him in a while. They won, so good on them.
And as we talk, balance is everything. 100%. Lose the game, win the celebration.
That's it.
Like, milk and cup of teas all night. That's awesome, yeah, girls.
Scotch finger biscuits and bushels. Who doesn't love it? Okay, so Tamika, actually, I just wanted to talk about that try. Now, I get to play with my girl Robbo, Julie Robinson, and one more step. She's ran through the line and Tamika gets that try, eh, Bo?
Yeah, that was probably one of my highlights that I suppose, yeah, wanted to talk about. And, yeah, it was just a shame because it was beautiful. It was well executed. Isabel Kelly that was in the centre that was chasing you? I think it was. But, yeah, she was nowhere near you. Yeah, and just that one little step. But I've got to give New South Wales a shout-out too. There was a passage of play that I really loved. I think it was in the first half, Millie. Hannah Southwell kick chipped it over to Jess Surges and she dropped it. So, I had to give both. Because, you know, for women's footy, for me, they were, like, in that game especially were the highlights of those passages of play where it's just that next step up and that next level of, we are playing to a bit of structure, but then, you know, when you play eyes up footy and those two passages of play from both Queensland and New South Wales were perfect and, it was Meeks, you know, I bet you must have been disappointed just, you know, to not have, you know, not score because for me, you're always going to be my go-to would be Tamika Upton, you know, and it was the same with the BHP Premiership. She was always going to be, like, I'm thinking in my mind, you know, she was my go-to when you guys needed to win that BHP against Valley. So, yeah, how did that feel, Meeks, not to get that try awarded?
Look, when I was coming around the back, I sort of saw the line she was running. And Taryn, I thought, like, she got it and passed it so quickly that I thought the ref might not take it back. But as soon as they went upstairs, I knew it was going to be a no try. But which is so fair enough, you know, she caught it on the inside shoulder. That's the rules. We kind of just have to be a bit better next time. I thought she was unlucky, like, from the New South Wales point of view, because I know Tamika scores those tries any day of the week, regardless of who's running a block line or who's in front of her with defence. So, yeah, we got away with that one pretty well.
Because I thought whoever was...
Didn't matter in the end.
Yeah, whoever was taken out, if you want to call it taken out, still could recover and still had time to get there. Yeah, for sure.
And Tamika, serious question coming. do you practice those celebrations? Like, you just get up, you say it with your chest.
No, every Wednesday, 7 p.m.
Do you hear Millie just yelling in her room just randomly?
Mix. I've never seen you do a post-celebration. So when I watched it was awkward. For me to watch Meeks go, get up and, like, pump the air. And
it ended up being, like, the photo for the last...
It's iconic. Game. It's going to be a statue.
That's embarrassing because it was a no try.
Yeah, because but at the same time, you never do it. And the one time you did it, like, even though it wasn't the try, wasn't awarded.
Sell it to the ref, like, I don't take
that's
that
fair.
Back, but,
that's fair.
I just don't see her doing them and I just found her really awkward. But as much as I love you, I was like, Meeks doesn't do
it. I was like, okay, Tamika. Get it, girl.
You'll score a hat-trick
and then walk away looking like she's injured.
100%, Millie, yes.
No, I'm fine, eh? I'm like, you just scored your third try in the first half, man. Like,
you know how Conor McGregor walks into the swing her arms? After three tries, that's Tamika Upton just swinging her arms, just walking back down the field. Yeah, yeah. But then one try that gets taken off her, she's, yeah!
Yeah, look, bless. I won't do that again, eh? Yeah.
To be fair, I've celebrated that hard for a lot less, so don't even worry about it. Don't even...
She has. I've played with her, I know.
Bo, I'll tell you what, don't... You know, play with Bo if you ever get a chance, but...
No, just, that's not happening. Just,
no, you come back. Bo's come back. Nah, announcement right here, right now.
Nah, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm down for it.
Nah, I'm good.
So we got the men's Origin game. What do you think about it? Look, I'm a proud, proud North Queenslander, small country town up north, so we love our footy up there. But, yeah, it's going to be tough to watch no matter what. What do you girls reckon prediction times?
Yeah, look, I'm a proud Queenslander too, but I just think New South Wales are too good at the moment. Tommy Turbo, way too good. I'm backing him in for at least two tries, but I think New South Wales will get the win. Hopefully it's a tight game.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed. And, you know, Millie's the only Blues supporter here. What do you reckon?
Yeah, look, I think they've got a good chance. The sweep hasn't been done for 20 years or so, which is crazy, but... Maybe we just needed to play the three games of them in Queensland and
more often.
It. But you never
love
know.
It. Love that for us.
There's new, the half pairing, and there's a couple of new people in, so could be a different ball game if Queensland get up early. And you never know. But yeah, back in the Blues.
So we've talked about women's NRL. We got what, three new teams, two teams that have extended the comp to a 6-team competition. How many rounds are we playing this year, girls?
So we'll be playing everyone. So we'll play 5 games, and then there'll be a semi final and a grand final after that if you make it through.
So it's going to be an interesting year for Broncos. Sticking with it, we got, you know, girls branching out, a lot of new faces, a lot of under 19s coming through, which is amazing for the game. How do you reckon the feel is for Broncos coming into a new season? Similar faces, few new ones, but you know, you guys are always the benchmark, I guess, when it comes to the women's NRL.
Yeah, well, we sort of go through this every year. I think we have a different little squad, and people always seem to say the same thing, like, oh, will they do it again? But we go in each year with a new look. We don't think about the year before and just get the squad together.
And it's so, and I suppose, you know, having the experience in there, like, it's so much easier and having that winning attitude. Like, so when you've been a winner for so long, it's
culture.
Yeah, 100%. It's easy to pick up and go again. And you guys have set, the girls have set the standard, you know, when you've got the young ones, new young ones coming through, they know what the standard is. And so they need to jump on board or they don't come at all at the end of the day. And I want to give a big shout out to Wei Wei, Amy Turner, who's come back from having baby. Back from having baby. She's one of my besties and I'm that proud of her. Like
she's tough as nails too.
Oh man. And for her little size, you don't run at her. She'll give you a good crack. But she, just a big shout out to her. You know, and she's just a really good role model for any female that's wanting to get back into sport after having a baby. And I'm really, really proud of her. So just had to give her a shout out. Sorry, guys, I didn't mean to steal your thunder. But, for you girls, I suppose, you know, she's someone that, you know, in the future, if you're wanting to look at having children and coming back into the team, she's someone you definitely look up to, isn't she?
100%. Wei Wei is definitely one of the leaders in our team without having to even really say much, just by the way she carries herself, her experience and what she's achieved in the past, and obviously winning gold with the sevens in Rio in 2016, and then jumping straight into league after having her little babies. Mm-hmm. And she's just such an asset to the teams that she's in, and we're so lucky to have her alongside Vinny as well.
Yeah.
They just really show what passion and hard work will do if you want to be there. And we are so grateful to have them playing alongside.
Yeah, that's Wei Wei's off season getting pregnant, eh? She don't have an off season. I just pop out of Jarjum.
And if she's pregnant, she's coming along and she's helped coaching or managing.
She's doing arms.
She's always there and she brings babies to training. So yeah, it's so good. We love having them a part of it.
Yeah, Deadly. So if you just popped into your car and turned on 98.9, you're joining the Deadly Choices radio show, our weekly show dedicated towards mob making deadly choices. Now, Tamika, it was NAIDOC last week. We've had a few, who do we have, Bo? Just
a few
champions making.
How good was NAIDOC week for our mob last week in terms of sport? You know, you've got Ash Barty winning Wimbledon. That, you know, that's always going to sit with. I'm so glad I was, you know, in her presence or in this lifetime to be able to see her win, because obviously I was a bit, you know, I wasn't even born when Yvonne won. So to be able to see one of our sisters now win Wimbledon was amazing. You know, Patty Mills hitting that three plus the to win the game, plus the flag bearer of the Olympic team, which is amazing. Hopefully he gets to hold all three flags. And then obviously Bam Bam Tuivasa, you know, him winning his fight as well. So we've, you know, this Black Excellence Week we've had in the last week for NAIDOC. And yeah, there's just so many amazing things going on at the moment. And, you know, it was so good to be a part of that as well.
Tamika, how did you spend your NAIDOC?
I actually went back home for the weekend. It was really good to go spend some time with the family.
And is that the Hamptons?
Yes. That's a Rocky.
I don't mind the Hamptons. It's there's a cattle statue on every corner. Those don't make sense.
There's balls everywhere.
And before I was a little yarn here, story time. Before I was calling Tamika and I was like, hi, this is such and such from the Rock Campton Pie Shop. Oh, hi, how you going? Tamika, you sounded like you knew them. Do you know everyone in Rocky? How big is Rocky?
Probably my cousins, I don't know.
Free pie day, cuz. All right, well, also, we have the Olympics coming up. We got Deadly Taliqua Clancy on her way over. Brandon Wakeling doing some weightlifting over there.
Doing some weightlifting, hey?
A few kilos on her back, some dumbbells, kettlebells. Good go. But I just leave the TV running all day, and the sport that comes across, I'll just tune in. Are you looking like, I feel personally that the badminton mob, they celebrate like Tamika celebrates. One try that she didn't get, but they do celebrate like that because, and they're just bad is badminton, it's in the name, like they are fun to watch. What sports, random sports, do you like to watch in the Olympics?
Well, obviously my favorite has to be the 100 meter sprint, like
yes,
that it's always an unreal spectacle.
You know why? Because they're all black.
Hey.
Hey, how good is it? Like, from lane one to what, eight? They're all black. Hey. Pretty much, eh?
From Jamaica.
Hey. From Jamaica, from America, from wherever.
I love it.
Sorry, incredible. I just cut you off there, but that's.
We're not even asking that. Questions here. We're just talking over. Me and Bo are just talking over.
Keep going, sis.
Yeah, no, the swimming's amazing, and I'm so keen to tune in to the volleyball, watch Taliqua get at it. It should be amazing.
I reckon she'll go gold. What do you reckon, Bo?
Yeah, 100%.
She wanna. Hey, yeah, nah.
I'm coming back. She's glad for that.
Nah, hopefully. Tamika, look, Taliqua, like anything that girl does, she, you know, she's successful at, and, you know, obviously with Brandon there as well, we're all... I'm actually really nervous for them because, you know, we know them quite personally and it's like, okay, you know, it's like you're there with them, and I think that's how they are as a person. They connect when they connect with you as a friend and whatever, you feel like you're going through this journey with them. And so, yeah, but can I just say, I always used to watch, I don't know if it's in the Olympics or whether it was the Commonwealth Games, but it was that sepetakro where they used to kick the cane ball. It was like volleyball, but they used their feet and it was like a cane ball.
And is it over a net?
Over like net, yeah. Like, a lot of the Asian countries play. It's ridiculous.
Oi, they're talented. They do like... Oi,
but it's with their feet. They don't touch it with their hands.
Okay.
So that they like, you know, volley with their feet and then over the net, like full like backflip stuff. But that's my random sport.
Yes. Tamika, Millie, what's your random sport that you like to watch at the Olympics?
I'm actually, I like the inclusion of the rugby sevens because they're nice and quick games. Keen to see Maurice Longbottom play.
Breaks my heart.
But I'm actually excited to see the skating this year. It's a new sport in there. And
roller skating? Skater, is it roller skating?
What?
It's interesting to watch.
Roller skating, like, a sport?
No, like skateboarding.
Oh,
like
skateboarding. Oh, I thought you meant
I'm pretty
like
sure it's in. If it's not, I'm sorry.
Tiny Hawks?
What about her making up her own
Yeah, you see this new sport I just made up? Yeah, it's in there. You should watch it.
Everyone's going to be sitting there in that front of that TV waiting for the skateboarding.
I'm going to go through the guide and I'm going to look for skateboarding.
Good idea.
And I'm going to watch it if it's there, to be honest, because you've just sold it, Millie. You have just sold it. Tamika, what's your sport? What do you like?
Or what's your random sport?
Yeah, well, I used to sit, you know, and watch just all day, see whatever come on, but I really liked watching the shooting.
Nice.
That's a real Rockhampton thing to say.
Real country.
Country.
They're all really incredible at it.
Oh, yeah, they are when they fling those discus-looking things.
Yes. And they shoot them in the air. You can't even. Yeah, that's it. Also, sorry, just coming in. I've just googled skateboarding at the Summer Olympics. yes. And it's on from Sunday the 26th Thursday.
Sunday,
the 5th of August.
There you go.
In case you do want to watch the skateboarding.
Ah, there you go.
You've heard it firsthand from Millie Boyle.
You perhaps heard it first here like I have. What? Okay.
Along with karate. It's a new one.
Karate.
Sport climbing is one too.
Yes. I've got a cousin. He's Daniel's son.
Mr. Miyagi.
I've got a cousin, Benny. Benny.
Look at her claiming now. Look, Benny's girl claiming.
You don't want to hear Benny's his nickname.
Stop it.
But I just lipped it. But he's a huge karate fan. So am I, to be honest. Who doesn't like to shake a leg? Okay, so yeah, that's awesome.
And so off script.
We have gone off script. I don't think I've looked at it once. But before I let you go, I just want to know, what do you guys do? What is your favourite thing to do to keep healthy? Like, you obviously put a lot of time and effort into your schedule, into your training programs. Is there anything easy that, like, I mean, I think, Tamika, you've told me you like to dance. Or is it you? It's your sister. So, yeah, I mean, that could be fitness if you really want. But or you just randomly scream in the mirror, celebrate those tries. But is there anything that you guys like to do that just keeps you fit
and
healthy? Skating? Skateboarding? Just like skateboarding?
Oh, that wouldn't keep me fit. I'd have grazed everything.
Be good for your core. Be good for the core.
Cool. Yeah. I'd have broken ribs. That's how good it would be for me.
We won't talk about my skating experiences.
But who's a skater, ladies and gentlemen? Sorry?
We love, we go for walks or bike rides and we go to the beach, go for a swim in the beach and wake up nice and early and just start the day really nice. We've been doing that lately. Tamika's really found her newfound love for the beach since moving from Rocky to the Gold Coast. So
do you get in, Tamika, or is it that scary?
I can't keep her away. I couldn't get in for the first couple of months.
Yeah, it's just the pins. The pins get in and they just sit
I'm
there.
I'm about knee deep at the moment, like Woo! Feeling pretty comfortable.
Level up, knee deep.
Get those pins in there, sis.
Get the inflammation in the knees. That's about it.
That's good.
Barry, there's
in the ice bath. Stiff.
Yeah, ice baths. That too. That too. That's extreme kind of recovery stuff. Before you go, I always say that my deadly choice is just something so basic, like resting or sleeping is kind of my priority in life these days. What's your go-to of your mate? Okay, I'm going to try and get this question out now. What is your deadly choice that you're making right now?
I'd say just having an active lifestyle, trying to do something active every day.
Great.
And mine is making home-cooked meals and not eating out, just really fresh and cooking for everyone and having big cook-ups and everyone eats at home.
Nice.
Nice. Who doesn't love a home-cooked meal?
I'm coming to your house.
Yeah, right.
Come over any time.
Put on a din. Yeah. We'll just be me and you, Bo, just talking over everyone the whole time. Rude.
That's why I'm trying to be quiet now.
Yeah. Bo, what is your deadly choice that you're making right now?
Oh, right now, or like every day, I brush my teeth every day.
You gotta.
Yeah, I was like,
floss?
My pearly whites. Yeah, and I
you know what? Floss is the most important thing. That's also a fun fact that I have heard. It's my backyard barbecue fun fact.
Can you see I'm talking to you with my teeth clenched?
Yeah.
Trying to show you that I've got white teeth.
It's scaring me, Bo.
Yeah, no, I brush my teeth. You know, it's a very important thing to do every single day. And my poor kids cop it too because I'll sit there while they're brushing them and, 2 minutes, nope. And I'll count the whole 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
What an annoying mum, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, pain, I am pain, but
I'd rather
I'll see you later.
Yeah, I'd,
that's
yeah,
right.
Exactly. And to be fair, I'd rather clean my teeth than like clean the house or something. So if you know,
yeah, right, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, right. Eh? Get up, clean it. Yeah. All right. Also, before we go, because it is 98.9, and we're a country radio. Who doesn't love a little bit of country? Tamika Millie, I know you're country fans. Is there a song that you'd like to request right now?
Our favourite song at the moment, and we've been loving Morgan Wallen, is 865 by Morgan Wallen. It's just a real good feel-good song and just an easy listen.
Easy listen. Who doesn't want an easy listen? All right. Thanks, ladies. Thanks for coming and having a yarn to us. And it'll be good to get you back soon.
Awesome. Thanks for having us, guys.
Thanks, girl.
So you're joining us, Dr. Jonathan, one of our IUI, one of our ATSIC doctors who come on board and give us a weekly COVID-19 update or fortnightly. Dr. Jonathan, how are you going?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very, very good. It seems like here in Brisbane and Queensland, we've surfed our way out of another COVID wave, and it seems like around the other states haven't been so lucky. Can you give us a little bit of an update of I guess COVID and where it's at the moment?
Yeah, sure. So yeah, you're right that Queensland's done pretty well again, whether it's luck or otherwise. But we've probably done pretty well with not too many cases coming out of this cluster, and we're still seeing a couple of cases here and there coming from household contacts and people in quarantine and that kind of thing. But we did have a few days of no cases. And I think probably to keep in mind with the Brisbane cluster, it's actually the Alpha strain. So it's not the Delta. So it does have a potentially longer incubation period. So we probably will just see these trickling few of a couple more cases in the next couple of days. But, you know, I think we're just about on our way out of it here. Around the country, though, yeah, look, down in Sydney, they've still got a lot of concern down that way. And although case numbers on Tuesday a little bit better than previous day, I think, but than the day before, but still, you know, kind of around that 100 mark and lots of community cases and people not necessarily already in quarantine.
Yeah. So, you know, how important is it to have these restrictions still in place, especially if, you know, this strain lasts a bit longer? You know, I'm definitely the first person to forget my mask as I'm going to the shops. I've got to run back to my car. I've done a few extra steps this week. But, you know, what is it for the community that we're really protecting when we're wearing masks?
Yeah, and that's right. It, even when you do it for a couple of weeks, I have the same. I'm sometimes rushing to go and grab one. But, look, I think it's, That's that little bit of protection that, and remember that the masks help stop me passing it on to someone else, more so than the other way around. So we're kind of helping each other by wearing the mask. And it's, yeah, that layer of protection when we're otherwise not really that restricted. You know, we have 30 people in our homes and indoors and outdoors for events at the moment, weddings 100. So, you know, there's minimal restrictions otherwise. And I guess it's that bit that we can do that doesn't impact us too much, to just make sure we don't have any unnecessary cases really. And then, because one case that's unlinked that happens, it just, you know, puts things at risk again to have to kind of close up shop to reduce the spread. So I think we want to minimise the chance of that.
Absolutely. You know, I'm booked in to go get my Pfizer vaccine in the next couple of days. So, you know, I think I'm one of the lucky ones. I've been lucky enough to talk to a doctor week in, week out for the last couple of months, just, you know, doing exactly what we're doing here. And it's definitely eased the nerves. But if anyone else is kind of nervous or, you know, has questions, I've always said to just avoid Facebook as much as you can and go directly to your local GP. Is there any other ways? And, you know, how important is it to make sure we're getting out the right information, and also we, you know, sit down with our mob and just talk it out?
Yeah. I think the last point there is really good. You know, get the conversation happening. We try not to give each other a hard time about it, but, you know, encouraging to sit at least and get the right info either from, you know, the Queensland Health or Department of Health website. But we've got Deadly Choices information there, and the AMSs around have that info. But yeah, talking to your health professionals about it, and I've had some really great conversations over the last few months, really, about vaccines. You know, some people a bit dead against it, and maybe initially, and then you have a conversation, people start thinking about it, and then you come forward and get their vaccine. So I was a bit excited today. We were out at Jimbalunga, the nursing centre. So I was on Tuesday and doing a bunch of staff vaccinations and catching up some of the residents who had come in since the initial round had done. So it's really great to see staff coming forward and getting those done and, you know, protecting our elders and community.
Absolutely, and that's what I think. It's not necessarily about protecting me, first and foremost. It's about protecting our elders, our libraries, mm-hmm. our, you know, most vulnerable people. A big shout out to the mob and to the community for being really proactive and trying to understand, you know, where we're at in the process. So with the vaccine rollout, who can actually at the moment get a vaccine?
Mm. Yeah, so if you're 16 years and over can get vaccinated. So 16 to 59 will generally be having the Pfizer vaccine. Those 16 over will have the AstraZeneca. And other than that, then anyone 40 years and over can be vaccinated. If you're under 40, 16 to 39, then there's a few categories. So emergency services workers, healthcare workers, all the hotel quarantine, border force, anyone with sort of a chronic disease or who's on NDIS, that's the kind of qualifying group. Hopefully that opens up even more and we've got enough supply in a month or two to kind of open it up to all 16 and overs.
Yeah, I guess we're just, there's a lot of people out there who weren't lucky enough to get the vaccine. So, you know, it's important we count ourselves lucky here in Australia, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I think it'd be good to get yourself prepared for, if it's not your turn yet, get yourself prepared and informed so that you're ready to go when it is. And, you know, there's more and more each week come opportunities to get vaccinated if you're eligible. So I know last couple of weeks, all the respiratory clinics around in Southeast Queensland that the AMSs are running, able to do the Pfizer vaccines as well as AstraZeneca. And then next week, pretty much all the AMS clinics in Southeast Queensland and probably a lot across the state will have the Pfizer vaccine to be able to do those under 60. So, yeah, the sort of availability is just about to become a lot more. So, yeah, look that up and make your bookings.
Yeah, well, you know, it's it seems like it's our time to stand up and roll our sleeves up and do the work, not just for ourselves but our community. And if you have any questions, make sure you go out there and you educate yourself. You talk to your local GP. You get onto the health advice from the Queensland Health website, and even our Deadly Choices Facebook page can keep you up to date. Just keep making, you know, make the deadly choice for you and your mob. But thank you, Dr. Jonathan, for coming on today and having a yarn.
Yeah, welcome, Shanae. Thank you.
Yeah, well, there you go, your mob. That was Dr. Jonathan about all things, you know, talking about all things COVID-19. Any upcoming events for Deadly Choices? To make sure, you know, you just keep an eye out on our Facebook page, because unfortunately COVID's still there. So we've got to be very careful around our events and got to be a bit flexible to guess, postpone at a later date if we do get another wave, well, when, you know. So remember to be a part of these events throughout the whole year. You got whenever, I guess, you got to be up to date with your 715 health check. So if you don't know if you're up to date with your 715 health check, give your local clinic a call and they'll know when you're due for one. And then remember, you know, another incentive is that 2021 Deadly Choice design shirt. So, you know, you can be styling up like your cousins too if you go in and get your check. We also have our Deadly Choices Facebook live sessions. There's some really amazing podcasts there, some live sessions around Pearls of Wisdom yarns, Good Quick Tucker. I know there's some awesome new recipes coming out, Deadly Kindies, DC Fit, and there's so much more on there that you can keep your mob and your family busy, keep them moving, keep them healthy. So that's the most important part. Respiratory testing clinics, yep. So in Southeast Queensland here, they're still open. So if you're experiencing any COVID-19 symptoms, no matter how mild, can be as basic as a, you know, common cold, all those sort of symptoms, give your local clinic a call. You can find where your local respiratory testing clinic is at www.respiratorytesting.com. deadlychoices.com.au. So we have some exciting times still coming, and hopefully they all get to pan out. Yeah, and as we were talking, we had State of Origin Game 3 in Gold Coast now. It's been changed to. So that's going to be exciting. You can also catch the Deadly Choices round, Titans versus Cowboys, my team, the Cowboys, in round 21 at the Cbus Super Stadium. So make sure you keep an eye out. There's awesome competitions going all the time. But until then, we'll catch you next week at the same time, same place here at 98.9 FM. And until then, keep making those deadly choices.
Deadly Choices Radio. A show encouraging mob to make healthy choices, from stop smoking, eating good food, exercising daily, and getting a health check for themselves and their family. Featuring Deadly Choices ambassadors, the Healthy Lifestyle Mob, and many more. So tune in to Deadly Choices after 6 p.m. each Wednesday and on demand at 989fm.com.au.
This Deadly Choices radio podcast is sponsored by Deadly Choices. A deadly choice is a healthy choice.